Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
So according to studies, a combination of healthful lifestyle choices can significantly extend the number of years that an individual not only lives, but actually avoids disease. And that's why our conversation today is focusing on a disease-free lifestyle. And leading out in this discussion is our brother, Sir Samuel Pokonsi. Good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Firiri. How are you?
No, doing quite well. Thank you so much for joining us. Trusting that you are doing okay.
Thank you very much. No, I'm blessed. I'm good.
Amen.
I'm doing okay.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. We praise the Lord for that. So today our topic, quite fascinating, living a disease-free lifestyle. Yeah. I'm thinking, in this world of sin, can we even achieve such? Is this possible?
You know what the Bible says, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more.
Hallelujah.
So it's possible.
Well, I love that. I mean, the scripture says what is impossible with man is possible with God, right? My goodness. And maybe take us through to say, when you look at it from that perspective, we've got a lifestyle disease, but before we go into how to fix it, let's start by causes. Mm-hmm. Why are we finding ourselves so challenged today? I don't think there's a generation ever who has had so much disease. I'm almost reminded of the Egyptian lifestyle before the children of Israel left, right? To say, hey, I'll make sure that the diseases that these people had won't affect you. But today, here we are, everybody alike, Christian and non-Christian, is falling sick. Why?
It's sad, and it's not only sad, but it's sorrowful. And you know, I like taking everything from the scriptures. God says, "My people perish because they lack knowledge." You know, and have we been knowledgeable enough, you know, to apply set specific principles on taking care of our bodies? I think there'll be less disease even amongst God's children. Unfortunately, is that we do not obey the laws of the health. So some of these things comes only by disobeying the laws that govern the body itself. You know, God has set specific laws which are called universal laws. You know, like the laws of gravity. Everyone jumps, everyone must come down.
True.
And there are laws that govern the body, whether you're Christian or not Christian. If you obey the laws, they will reproduce. And the beauty thing is that if you believe in God, you know, they come tenfold in producing more.
Amen.
So Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, "A curse causeless shall not come."
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, we're actually inflicting ourselves with some of these things.
You're saying it's all based on these laws of... Does everybody know them? Maybe help us what are these laws of health you're talking about?
I wish we had a lot of time, but I'll have to run through some of the basic principles. First and foremost, we need to understand that... the body itself is a complete system comprises of 11 systems functioning in conjunction with each other, you know, in order to maintain a fulfilling and healthy life. So all these 11 systems, they interrelate with each other. The most beautiful thing is that, if you know, Paul speaks about the anatomy,
yes,
you know, the principles, you know, given the anatomical system, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you know, he speaks about different members of the body. You know, one member cannot say to another member that I do not need you know? And I think in verse 25, he says that there should be no favoritism in the body. There should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
Mm.
So in all those 11 systems, you know, if you mess up with one system, you're actually messing up with other systems.
Mm.
You know, that's how interrelated they are. Just to name them, for the digestive system, by which I will unpack it very quickly. But let me just name all of them. We've got the digestive system, we've got the respiratory system that deals with our breathing mechanism, the lungs and all that. We've got the nervous system, which is our brain, the spinal cord, and the peripheral nerves, right? We've got the cardiovascular system dealing with the heart itself. Integumentary system, which is your hair, your skins, and your nails, right? You've got also the endocrine system, one of the most important, I believe. This is where your hormones comes from, secreted by the glands itself, different types of glands. We've got the reproductive system. We are here because of the reproductive system.
True, true.
Yeah. We've got the skeletal system dealing with your bones and your joints and the cartilage. We've got the lymphatic system, often terms the drainage system. In your toilets, there is a need for drainage pipes, to take all the waste out. That's the lymphatic system of the body. Also have the urinary system, dealing with your kidneys and so forth, and the muscular system, right? So all these 11 systems, they interrelate or correlate with each other. You cannot separate one from the other. You cannot separate the endocrine system, which is your hormones, how you feel, your emotions, from the digestive system. They are closely connected with each other. In fact, we use our hormones to serve the Lord, which would be the last subject actually. But I would like to unpack nicely about the digestive system. A powerful quote, one person says that one cannot think well, sleep well, if one has not dined well. You cannot function well in life if you have not dined well, right? Even Proverbs 23, verse 1 to 3 says that actually when you sit down with a ruler, consider carefully what is placed before you and put a knife to your throat if you're a man given to appetite.
Yes.
So the digestive system is one of the most important, I believe one of the most important systems, whereas you find that most lifestyle diseases, come from what we put into our mouth. I like how Paul unpacks it that in Galatians 5, verse 22, one of the fruit of the Spirit is temperance. Even Peter, First Peter, the first chapter of First Peter speaks about add to knowledge temperance, right? So notice that most lifestyle diseases comes from us being intemperate.
Nice.
Temperance is basically self-control, and self-control can be divided into three factors: abstinence, moderation, and regularity. Also, oftentimes we put anything so long as chewable into our mouth without asking any question. So long it's tasty into our mouth, the stomach will take care of itself.
Nice.
But not knowing that we actually, pulling a triggers to so many things that we will encounter stage of life or later in the later stage of our life, when you are aged. The digestive system, you notice that that's nutrition. The body, there's types of nutrients that the body can only identify. The body fails to identify synthetic foods. The body fails to identify. It finds it with great difficulty to break down genetically modified foods. You'll find that processed fats. The liver will overwork actually, to break down certain fatty acids into fats,
True.
and which leads to things like high blood, high a chronic disease called high blood pressure. We'll eat processed foods whereby they've removed sets all fiber, fiber, and the only thing that we'll be eating will be sugar. Not everything sweet is not sugar. Like the white pap, You know, that is sugar in itself. You know, the white rice, that is sugar in itself. Sweets themselves, that is sugar itself. And the white maize, that is sugar in itself. And we find that there will be too much glucose in our bodies to such that the pancreatic organ finds it hard to release enough insulin to manage the sugar in the bloodstream. Leads to diabetes and so forth. So it's very important to actually stick to I'll say whole grain meals, good nutrients from foods, eat foods the way they are with fiber, eat grains the way they are with fiber. So when the stomach okay, let me give you time to
You may speak. I see you've got too much on your plate today, so continue. Although I must warn you that we've got about 3-4 minutes left. We're chasing time today.
So basically, you know, even with regularity, you know, oftentimes you find ourselves always eating every after 2 hours, you know. You don't give the stomach sufficient time to rest. It leads to disease. You know, I always get amazed when people chew chappies, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, because as soon as you put something on your mouth, the stomach, the sphincters of the stomach, these are the gates of the stomach from the esophagus, the long channel from the mouth to the stomach, you know, where food passes into the stomach, they open up and stomach acids, they get released, and the stomach actually awaits for food to come down as you are chewing. As you are chewing, there are certain enzymes in your saliva glands that are released, telling the stomach, you know, it's like sensory glands, telling the stomach, hey, there's something coming in.
Prepare.
But the stomach says, prepared, but there's nothing coming in, and you are busy chewing, you know. And regularity, which is part of intemperance, when you've eaten something, give your stomach a period of about 4 to 5 hours, you know, break before you start eating something, because as soon as food is in the stomach, the sphincters, they close. As soon as you're done eating, the sphincters, they close. This is just one of the basic laws. And acids in a lot of acids actually is produced, breaking down, chiming the food, you know, but then that takes around 3 hours, you know, for that whole process in the stomach to take place. But now we find ourselves eating 2 hours later, you know, and then you start opening the gates again while the process is actually happening in the stomach, you know.
Yeah,
the machine is actually operating, you're disturbing the machine, and by such you actually, you know, pulling the trigger to disease. You know, so give yourself time that after eating, I know I'll only be eating after 5 to 6 hours or 4 to 5 hours. That's the break I should give. You know, and eating and drinking is one of the triggers to diseases. By eating and drinking, you're actually messing up with the whole acidity release, the stomach juices that are actually released. Hence, people will suffer from acid reflux, gastrointestinal diseases, colon cancer, they come about. So important, even the types of fats that we eat, you know. Hence, I like how God specifies that if you are to eat flesh, make sure that all the fat, you know, in the meat is removed. You
can,
the reason why he says that is because the body finds it hard to break down the fats from animal fat. It can only identify or break down easily vegetable fats, you know. And thus we find ourselves with bellies, huge bellies, and that's because those are undigested foods, you know, stored in our stomach, you know, undigested fats, unbreakable fats that are stored in our bellies, and which gives toxicity. It makes the environment toxic, you know, and leads to disease. But just to close off in the last minute, you know, I love the acronym which was mentioned yesterday, which is New Start.
Yes.
N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water, S for sunlight, T for temperance, A for air, R for rest, and T for trusting in God. Mm-hmm. You know, if one will obey those seven principles of New Start, which is nutrition, eating well, exercise, drinking sufficient water, having so much sufficient sunlight, mm-hmm. Being temperate in life, not just taking anything or because it's chewable. Getting enough air, getting sufficient of rest, and trusting in God, that all itself is putting yourself in a position of being free from disease. Yeah,
profound stuff. And you know, just in these few minutes we've had, you can already hear that there is a lot behind. And I think this, instead of spending time studying other things, wanting to know how the world works, I mean, we're out in space wanting to know what is turning and whether there's other life there. And we are passing, I mean, I'm reminded of the statement, someone says that actually, that men travel kilometers. I mean, just this holiday period, people went abroad to look at mountains and to look at falls, waterfalls and whatnot. And we pass by the miracle of God, the gift is given us, and we don't even care how it functions, right? and here you're saying that that's why we're sick, because we bypass the importance that is found in how we should take care of this machine. Brother Pokosi, thank you so much for...
I will encourage people to actually do a self-study on how the system operates.
Because so true.
Actually, it's a requirement by the Bible itself. You know, God says, I will write my laws in thy inward parts. You know, in Jeremiah, he says, I will write my laws in their inward parts and in their inner system. So in finding more that loveliness and the beauty of the law of God, study the human machine.
True.
Amen.
And then I would request, Mdala, that maybe before we wrap up this week, if you could provide, maybe by Thursday or so, provide some of these resources where our listeners can then go and continue the study. Because obviously, like you're saying, that the time we have here, these are just snippets and items to pick our interest. And it is important that they go and study further themselves. Like I always believe that self-study is the one that actually remains than this year, which we do. This is passing. We are listening as we are conducting our business, going about our day. But if we are studying, we are taking our time and engaging in what you're reading. Thank you so much. And we really want to appreciate you, this week again.
God bless you.
Bless you, sir. That is Brother Pogonzi there taking us through. What a discussion. My goodness, did you hear the package he gave us today? And he's simply saying, their systems, and I love that, 11 systems in totality that are being found as the human body, a combination of systems that, like a machine, must intertwine, work together so that they can give us a beautiful, beautiful day and working function. And if you fail to take care of it, just like any machinery, you will bear the brunt.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.